You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And yes, indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to Thursday. It is Thursday, it is the 10th of August, The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D, and off we go then. Hope you have a great Thursday. Let's look at somebody who's got a birthday, shall we, on today's date, 10th of August. I'll try and condense this one. Henri Nestlé was born on this day. The year was 1814. He was a Swiss confectioner and the founder of the Nestlé, the world's largest food and beverage company, as well as one of the main creators of condensed milk. There you go. Told you I'd condense it.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
On the bus, and that was that. There's more to this than that.
they go off into the distance. That's the Kaiser Chiefs, and it's called You Can Have It All. Now, Kaiser Chiefs, English indie rock band. They come from Leeds, a place called Leeds in the United Kingdom. Originally formed back in 1997 as a Rushton Parva, before reforming as Parva in 2000. They released one studio album then, and 22 in 2003. It says here, before renaming the establishment. Now, themselves, in their current name, that they changed the current name that same year. Since their formation, the band has consisted of, well, mainly their lead vocalist and founder, Ricky Wilson. You know, Kaiser Chiefs for you this morning on The Breakfast Show. Right, it is Thursday. And what have we got round to? We are giving away in the first hour again today our special prize. That's a commemorative gift sack. Of King Charles III's coronation. So this can be again in the first hour of this morning's programme. Tell you more about that in a little bit. And I'm going to probably try and do that at around about 7:45 this morning, 7:45. So do stick around. They'll be very popular, you know. Keep an eye on the time, 7.5 minutes exactly after 7.
The love there that's sleeping. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Yes, it is called A Shining Star, Earth, Wind and Fire. And that was following on from The Beatles and While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Time, I tell you what, we're a bit efficient this morning. Have to stop that because the time is almost exactly where we want it. And that is at 15 minutes now, exactly. And that's after the hour 7 o'clock. So it is time to do this, get you in the shower. And on your way through, it is you're going on this this morning, Thursday morning. Have an absolutely great day. What are we going to do in the shower? Oh, I know. We can do...
Time warp.
Yeah, exactly. It's the time warp in the shower this morning.
But listen closely.
Oh, there you go. I feel better about that, do you? Yes. And the time just flew away, didn't it? It warped. It's 19, nearly 19 and a half. After 7. Out. There we go. Don't you turning into him with pruny fingers. You don't want pruny fingers, do you? Right, so what have we got for you today? Dr. Computer, Alex Steven, is coming in to chat with us. He's coming in also with a guest today. So that's coming up a little bit. And the guest is Lucy. Lucy Bastet is coming in to chat with us together with Alex. Yes, Thursday. Alex. And, well, we're going to be chatting to her. Apparently, one of the things we're going to talk about is a thing called OnlyFans, which I'm still trying to find out a bit more information about. I do like to know what I'm talking about. Well, sometimes. And in the last hour of this morning's programme, coming from the Museum of Contemporary Art, the Mac Museum, we have got them coming into chat with us today. Let me just, well, I'll tell you more about that later, because it's a busy little morning, isn't it? Yes. I think I need a bit of a lie down, really. Here's Adam Lambert. This also starts off rather quiet and subtle. Got a couple of good mornings today. Good morning to Ed, Ed Versailles. Good morning to Mary Lou. Good morning to Paul over there in the UK. Good morning to Renee in Athens in Greece. How did the night ever get like this? One shot and the whiskey goes down, down, down. Bottom of the bottle hits. Waking up my mind as I throw a fit. The breaking is taking me down, down, down. My heart's beating faster. I know what I'm after. I've been standing here my whole life. Everything I've seen twice. Now it's time I realize it's spinning back around. Running, 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 running. pretty cool, isn't it? Adam Lambert there, and she's called Running. And that has brought us time-wise 24 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. I'm going to squeeze one of our requests in for this morning, starting off with Ed Versailles. Good morning, Ed. Good to have you with us this morning. And very good morning, everybody. It says Happy TBT. Oh, Thursday, but something. Oh, I wonder what that is. Tell me what that one is. I haven't used it. So, Ed, anyway, wishes everybody a wonderful day. And has got a request for us for today. In the particular artist, I said it yesterday, I said to him, is a young man with an old head on his shoulders. His dad's been teaching him good music. And the particular track you chose this morning is When a Man Loves a Woman. And yes, you have got an old head on young shoulders. Or the other way around, I can't remember. Anyway, because if you were really, really going back, the original one was Percy Sledge. But you asked if we could play it by Michael Bolton. What was it called again?
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM. ¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Is your car in need of a quickie? Car Service Express. Absolutely. They will do any of these for you. 30-point inspection for your car. Oil and oil filter change. Change the air filter. Change the cabin filter. Change any kind of other fluid as well, like coolant, brake, transmission and power steering. And they'll balance and rotate your tyres. And if you've got one that doesn't rotate because it's flat at the bottom, they'll fix that too. Car Service Express. 648-14281. Give them a call. 648-14281.
In Albrook Car Service Express.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show, boys and girls. The time is 7:30. Let's take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning, the main news items, and also some from the world of business as well. At least 36 people have died. This was after wildfires fanned by winds from a faraway hurricane devastated much of the resort city of Lahaina in Hawaii's Maui Island. The Maui County said in a statement this was last on Wednesday. Multiple neighbourhoods were burnt to the ground as the western side of the island was nearly cut off, with only one highway open and thousands to evacuate, as officials told of widespread devastation to Lahaina and its harbour and surrounding areas. Some people fled into the ocean to escape the smoke and the flames. We just had the worst disaster I've ever seen. All of Lahaina and is burnt to a crisp, and it's like the apocalypse, said resident Mason Jarvi, who escaped from the city. The assassination of Ecuadorian presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio shocked the South American country, where rising drug-related violence is a major concern for voters, leading some of his rivals to suspend their campaigning. Villavicencio, a vocal critic of corruption and organized crime, was killed on Wednesday. This was during an evening campaign event in northern Quito. A suspect in the crime later died of injuries sustained in a shootout, and six others so far have been arrested. The Attorney General's office said that nine people, including a candidate for the legislature and two police officers, were injured, it added. Ukraine's Navy said a new temporary Black Sea humanitarian corridor had started working on Thursday and that the first ships were expected to use it within days. Oleh Chalky, a spokesperson for the Ukrainian Navy, told Reuters that the corridor would be used by commercial ships blocked at Ukraine's Black Sea ports and for grain and agricultural products. Today, a new temporary humanitarian corridor has started to work, Chalik said by phone. The corridor will be very transparent. We will put cameras on the ships and there will be a broadcast to show that this is purely a humanitarian mission and has no military purpose, he said. South Korean authorities evacuated more than 10,000 people and closed schools in flood-hit areas as Tropical Storm Kanun swept over the peninsula on Thursday, having pounded southern Japan over the past week. Downgraded from a typhoon to a tropical storm, Kanun made landfall on the southeast coast and was heading towards the South Korean capital, Seoul. Kanun could also strike, apparently, says here, North Korea's capital, Pyongyang, and state media there reported that the military and the ruling party had been ordered to prepare flood mitigation measures and salvage crops. In South Korea, some 350 flights and 410 train routes were cancelled, and more than 10,000 people were moved to safety, the interior minister said. No casualties have been reported. China has lifted pandemic-era restrictions on group tours for more countries, including key markets such as the United States, Japan, South Korea, and Australia, in a potential boon for their tourism industries. The decision was announced by China's Culture and Tourism Ministry on Thursday. effective immediately. Prior to the pandemic, mainland Chinese tourists spent more than any other countries that tourists went abroad, clocking up a combined $255 billion in 2019, with group tours estimated to account for roughly 60% of that. West African heads of state discussed their response to last month's military takeover in Niger. This was at a closed-door talks in Nigeria on Thursday, after the junta defied their earlier threat to use force to restore democracy. The meeting is taking place hours after Niger's coup leaders named now a new government, forcing their agenda before the summit. Since the July the 26th power grab, the junta has rebuffed diplomatic overtures and ignored an August the 6th deadline from the Economic Community of West African States, known as ECOWAS, to reinstate ousted President Mohamed Bazoum. Hobbled by the impact of sanctions against founding shareholder Russia, the new development bank set up by the BRICS countries needs to increase its local currency fundraising and lending, South Africa's finance minister told Reuters. Now, South Africa will host leaders of the other BRICS nations, that's Brazil, Russia, India and China, as the bloc aims to widen its influence at a Johannesburg summit later this month. And the European Commission will analyse the United States' ban on new US investment in China in sensitive technologies such as computer chips, and it's in close contact with the United States administration, the EU executive said on Thursday. US President Joe Biden on Wednesday signed executive order to prohibit or restrict US investments in Chinese entities in three sectors: semiconductors and microelectronics, quantum information technologies, and certain artificial intelligence systems. We take note of the executive order on outbound investment released by the U.S. on the 9th of August. We will be analyzing the executive order closely, a commission spokesman said in an email. And European stocks rose on Thursday, with luxury end travel stocks climbing. This was after China eased travel restrictions, while investors awaited the U.S. inflation print, which could determine the Federal Reserve's monetary policy path. The Pan-European Stock 600, that added 0.6%, having closed at a one-week high on the previous session. Europe's personal and householding goods sector, which comprises of the largest luxury brands, gained 1.3% after China lifted its pandemic-era restrictions on group tours for more countries, and a potential boon, of course, for the tourism sector. French luxury group LVMH, that rose 2%, while Paris Blue Chip Index added 1.1%. Oil prices, they stabilised on Thursday as interior investor caution dominated ahead of inflation data, which is expected to offer clues on US interest rates. Brent crude dipped at 12 cents to $87.43 a barrel. That was by 9.55 GMT today, while West Texas immediate crude, WTI, well, that edged down 21 cents to $84.19. But you will see when we get to the local news at the top of the hour, our gasoline price is going up a bit. Let's say going up a bit Friday. Tomorrow. Starting tomorrow for 2 weeks. All right, here's the boss. Dancing in the Dark.
Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look.
And there we go. That's the Boss and Bruce Springsteen dancing in the dark. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 18 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I'm going to take another piece of music. And when we come back from that, I'm going to give you this morning's question. Now, this is to win a very, very nice... It's you can take it shopping and make everybody envious. I think you're royalty. It's a bag you can take to go shopping with the emblem on the front of King Charles III. These were memorabilia from his coronation. So there's the bag. Inside the bag, you'll find a commemorative mug, and inside the mug you will find a keychain and a key holder, and also a magnet, fridge magnet, and also if you're a reader, to put in your book, we've got a bookmark, all commemorating King Charles's coronation. So I'm going to be asking you a question. Do not please do not give me the answers on WhatsApp, all right? Not WhatsApp. You've got to call Yasmin. The number is 223-5162. Give Yasmin a call. Give her the answer. The first one to give the correct answer, well, they will win that nice goodie bag. All right? So there. Let's take a piece of music. Let's stay over in the UK, shall we? But let's go back in time. Let's go back to the old days. All right? Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner.
Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I love London so. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I think of her wherever I go. I get a funny feeling inside of me just walking up and down. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I love London town.
because I'm a Londoner, that I love London so. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I think of her wherever I go. I get a funny feeling inside of me just walking up or down. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I love London town.
There we go. Yes, that is an old one. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner. It's a song going back to 1944, a British song. It was composed by Hubert Gregg, a pre-war broadcaster for the BBC. He was on leave during the Second World War when he wrote the work, and it's been recorded by a number of artists, including that one we just played by Bud Flanagan. So there we are. Maybe it's... Right. Today's question, and we were talking about, you know, the United Kingdom is made up of England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. And, of course, we all still have our different traditions. And that includes food as well. So we're going to go up north. We're going to go to Scotland. All right. Now, one of the traditional foods up there in Scotland is called haggis. If you hadn't heard of that before, haggis, it's their best-known regional dish. It's traditionally also served on Burns Night, and the haggis is often accompanied by mashed potatoes and mashed swede or turnips. And, although it's a little bit weird, people, when they try it, they do like it. So my question for today is this. Haggis... Probably the main traditional dish of Scotland. What is it comprised of? Alright. The main dish, the identified dish with Scotland, the haggis. What is it comprised of? Okay. Answers to Yasmin. The telephone number. 223-5164. 223-5162. Give Yasmin a call, and the first person to get the answer right, well, guess what? They get that wonderful gift. Very kindly donated, by the way, by Paul and Maria Dixon over there in South London in the United Kingdom. 223-5162. Give Yasmin a call. What is the haggis comprised of?
Found above.
WORU is what is called Which One Are You? From Simply Red. Okay, just getting back to we've got nobody caught us yet over the haggis. We want to know what is the haggis comprised of to win that commemorative package. If we don't get rid of it in this hour, we're trying the next hour and the last hour. And if not, then it'll go to another day. We'll stretch it out a bit. So, what is the haggis comprised of? Give Yasmin a ring and let her know. First one with the right answer will get that commemorative pack of King Charles III's coronation. Right, we got time. Let's do a request. Well, it's a good morning going over there to Athens in Greece, as we do most mornings. Always makes me feel nice. Makes me feel like I'm travelling. Let's say good morning to Renee. And Renee says, good morning. And says, thankfully, it has been, well, it's not been quite so hot in the past couple of days. Mowed the lawn. Really? And trimmed the hedges. You do everything, don't you? Damn, I wish you'd come back. Got some work needs doing here. So anyway, if you asked if we could play a piece of music for you, which I'm going to. When we're talking about the Lahaina in Hawaii, you mentioned that you had been there. It was beautiful. So sad to hear that the destructive fires that occurred. Absolutely. Prayers for Maui, she says. And haggis, I know that one. Not going to say what the next word was. So anyway, the piece of music you asked for this morning comes to Love Will Keep Us Together, Captain and Tennille. go, going out to Athens this morning. Here we go, to Renee out there. That is Captain and Tennille. And that was Love Will Keep Us Together. We've got a winner, by the way. Congratulations, Marva Christie. She came in, she gave us the whole recipe. So we can go off and cook it ourselves now. Congratulations, Marva Christie. We're going to give away our last one tomorrow, by the way. And don't forget that the winner of tomorrow's bag of goodies for King Charles III's coronation will receive that. We're going to sort out an evening, and we're going to go to Pedro Mandinga in Beer Argentina, and we're going to meet up with you there. We're going to give it to you, and we'll have some drinks and some snacks as well. There's no end to the excitement, really, is there? Let me see. Quick little song taking us to the top of the hour. This comes from Cat Stevens. So it's called Remember the Days of the Old Schoolyard, coming from Cat Stevens. And tell you what, that's brought us exactly to the top of the hour, which is, I love it when we say this, which is always rather efficient, which is not like us at all. Anyway, let's do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Vale Motors. We'll keep you running.
Vale Motors.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
Bye.
It's Claire and Friendly Fire. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do one more piece of music. Request, in actual fact, from Mary Lou. And then after that, we'll see if we can check in with Ingrid. And got my guests with me this morning. Of course, it's Thursday. Got Dr. Computer with us. And also a very special guest. Claire, we'll be talking with them in a little while. So don't go away. Mary Lou just says good morning to everybody. And she sort of... She gave us some of the things they put in haggis. I'll tell you about the recipe a little bit later on when we got a bit of space. But asked if we could play a Galaxy Girl from Fiddler's Green. And, yeah, I didn't have it initially, but I found it.
Well, I took a stroll down the old long walk on the day met a little girl and we stopped to talk on a fine soft day. I ask you, friend, what's a fella to do? 'Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. And if you're right then, I'll be taking a whirl round the Salt Hill Brom with the Galway girl. When the rain came down on the day, she asked me up to a flat downtown on the fine soft day. I ask you, friend, what's a fella to do? 'Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. So I took her hand and I gave her a twirl, and I lost my heart to the Galway girl. I was all alone with a broken heart and a ticket home. And I ask you now, tell me what would you do if her hair was black and her eyes were blue? You see, I traveled around, been all over this world. Oh boy, I ain't seen nothing like a Galway.
And there we go, that's it. Yes, Fiddler's Green and the Galway, the Galaxy Girl. Okay, I think it's the type of music made me think of Galway then. Right, I tell you what, let's see if we can check in, if we can find Ingrid in there. Well, she's in the States, isn't she, at the moment?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? What a beautiful morning walking outside to pick up the newspaper. Yes, my mom and dad get a newspaper every day, and I was late this morning picking it up because, oh, I had a call from my sister who's up in the North Ohio. She said it's so chilly up there, she had to wear a sweat jacket. Imagine that, and she said her feet were cold. I said, okay, well, it's not cold here, trust me. Yes. Ah, there's a beautiful bottle brush outside. Oh, that's nice and looking pretty. Oh, there's a guy down there mowing the yard. You know, we have riding lawnmowers here, something we don't have too much of down there in Panama. We have weed whackers. And if I look over there, oh, there's an old man with a golf club. Yep, he's playing golf. Yeah, it's bright and early. Oh, wow. Okay, so I'm outside. It's kind of humid. And I washed down the what's called the patio with the, what do they call that? I power washed the cage, they call it. And it was dirty, dirty, dirty. It had some dirty stuff. So, you know, you got to clean that stuff up. They have had nice repairs. They got hit by the hurricane, so everything got repaired here that was damaged. And they got a new screen on the cage, so it's looking pretty nice. But the front yard and whatnot, everything had to be put out to the garbage because guess what? Today's garbage day. So the recycling I had to put out, the garbage I had to put out, and then all the trimmings of the bushes that I cut with my sister. And, it's a working holiday, let's put it that way. It's keeping me busy. So today my parents are supposed to go play cards with some of their friends, so I get the afternoon off. Yay! Maybe I'll go to the beach and do something fun for me. Yay! Oh, I don't know yet. All right, so I've been cooking up a storm. Well, actually, I've been reheating everything that my great sister did when she was cooking it. Right, look out, cook Renee. She's a great competition to you. She can actually cook meatloaf. Oh, and roast pork. All right, tomorrow is that very special day of the week. Yay, it's Freaky Friday Fun Facts. I think I may talk about geriatric care. I don't know. Until tomorrow, back to you in the studio.
The Everly Brothers and Kathy's Clown. Time on the breakfast show, 25 minutes, coming down for 25 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, making our way towards 10 o'clock this morning. And it's time to say a very good morning to Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you doing today?
Doing great.
Awesome.
Especially seeing as your microphone's working.
Oh.
Because I've been having a bit of trouble, as you know, and sort of, gone.
Yeah, people keep complaining your microphone is on.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, can you please turn your mic off? And tell us about your guest this morning.
Well, we have a very special guest with us today. Her name is Lucy, and she is, among other things, an aesthetic professional with a lot of background in that regard, and she can tell you all about it. But she also does something that people are very curious about, which is make content on the internet and mm-hmm. get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And she uses OnlyFans as one of her platforms, and I thought she might join us today to tell us a little bit more about how the platform works and what are the different ups and downs and the different challenges that are presented by these platforms that people are curious about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And very good morning to Lucy.
Good morning, guys. It's an honor to be here with you.
It's great to have you.
Thank you so much.
And you were telling me a little bit about your profession, because you, as Alex just mentioned, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah,
first.
Sure. I'm a professional licensed esthetician and postoperatory assistant. I used to work in hospitals and clinics.
Mm-hmm.
Then I opened my own blog, my own beauty blog. You know, I started my own journey with my studies and everything that, you know, I was prepared. Unfortunately, I stopped, you know, working at the hospitals and at the clinics because the COVID hits extremely bad.
Sure.
So it was extremely
traumatic
for me.
Pretty traumatic, I would think.
You know, I was making sure of being enough responsible of making everything, you know, the protocol.
Mm-hmm.
But just COVID hit, and I was like, I need to do something by me. So I just start in my profession, my own blog. I start to do a kind of delivery of beauty products of the medical line for my patients, attending them in their houses, and I start to grow there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start making content in the internet.
Yeah, that's interesting because, I mean, this is a big thing, isn't it, now? I mean, I guess you're an influencer. That's the word they like to use. I got my little influencer sitting in the corner there. Yes, man. But when you start something like, I'm rather intrigued. When you start something like a blog how do you make sure you get noticed? Because there's so many people sort of going on and trying it and and you know, I mean, tech wise, I got a few people I follow on YouTube and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you make sure? Because you've obviously done very well. How do you make sure that people see or hear of your blog?
Okay, well, we are talking now about the blue page, the mysterious and old, you know, that like, oh my God, only fans, what, like, exactly...
Hey, don't worry, books are still mysterious to me. I mean.
Yeah, so this works like that.
Mm-hmm.
First, it's an extremely exigent platform that you need to go for a right validation with your passport, with your ID, with codes. You get notified by email. Everything goes directly to your email.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get a subscriber, I just have an email and I just go into the platform. The platform is very easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
extremely well done for me. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be, you know, conscious that if you're going to make content, you need to be constant because it's money involved there.
Mm-hmm,
so
exactly.
You really need to work. It's not like, okay, I'm pretty, I look good, and I'm going to start to taking selfies. No, it's not like
that. I've often thought about that. I look in the mirror and I say, I wish I was pretty.
Oh, and by the way, one thing that has to take into account, they are very, very strict on that whole, you know, identifying you and making sure that there's consent involved and everything. I've heard of cases where a photographer's thumb is on the lens.
Oh, really?
And they'll take the picture down because you don't have explicit consent for that person's thumb. So they're really, really tight on the regulations.
Okay. So this is a particular platform that gives you this kind of protection.
Yeah.
Which in the platform is?
The platform is OnlyFans,
you know? Yeah, yeah.
So that Alex tell to us is extremely strict. They put you a red flag if it's someone else's foot or hand or eye or something. You need to be
really
with a contract, or you need to have like a special invitation of that content creator to work together. Not it's like, hey, let's do content and we work together. No, you need to follow all the steps to do it.
So if this was OnlyFans and I wanted to interview you, I would have to have your permission and show that I had your permission.
And sign a release.
And sign a release.
You need to do a release form.
So it's a little bit like opening a bank account.
Well, it depends, because usually when you want to open a bank account, if you have enough money, they won't ask
too many questions.
Yeah.
So you went through all this process. How's the reaction been to your posts?
Well, the reaction, I never expect being so well and feeling so naturally in doing in everything. My fans respect me a lot, you know, because I'm into cosplay, cute, sexiness, and all that stuff. And they respect it and admire that art because sometimes I work with paint, sometimes I work with all the creativity that I can have, and they are like, oh my God, I admire that because it's work, and I'm like, it's work with good quality that I want to bring. So answering the question, I receive an extremely good answer from everybody. Anybody disrespect me at this moment, I'm extremely happy. I'm proud.
How many subscribers do you have? Impress me.
Well, actually, I have a lot. I don't know if I want to say the number yet. Maybe in another session I can say it.
It's a little bit like me. I don't know. I don't know if anybody's listening. So.
But what can I tell you is that I really like that in the platform I can select automatically the 1,000 people that I have and resent everything if I want, even private. If I want to say something private, it's like I can't hit it, all of them. And because it's too much.
You know, one thing, when you're doing what you're doing is going online, and, you know, there is such a terrible thing going around with online abuse and hate and all sorts of things. Now, the platform you're with, OnlyFans, protects other people. In other words, if you've got somebody else's thumb, they'll kick it out, or you want to do a piece with somebody and you haven't got it authorized, they'll kick you out. What do they offer you in protection against other people?
They take you automatically with a red flag. They email you. I mean, like, it's actually like a red flag in OnlyFans. And they automatically send you a message, and they also delete it automatically. You don't have the release form. Everything needs to be very properly.
Okay.
And the release form that the people who wants to work with you or collaborate with you or put the finger on the picture it needs to have also the ID, the passport, the bank account, and everything in the release form. Everything.
If I may, does OnlyFans also protect you, for example, against people being abusive, like saying bad things to you or menacing you, threatening you, things like that? You haven't received any kind of threats or anything like that?
I'm not going to say no. Of course, it happens.
Sure.
It happens a lot. But I feel so happy that, you know, they understand if I don't say no to that. If I say no, it's no. You need also to be yourself. You're not going to do something that is, you know, making you nervous or anxious in a platform. No. But yeah, I have extremely the most weird fetishes and things like that in my platform that sometimes I just laugh a lot, and I offer other things because it's money involved. So I offer another thing, but it's crazy. But everything at the moment is pretty nice.
And when you say money is involved, in what respect? What respect is because you're selling products? Because you say money is involved, so...
Yeah, the OnlyFans, of course, you get paid by subscription.
Okay.
A pay-per-view message. If I'm explaining good. So, for example, if you say, hey, Lucy, can I see you drinking your cup of tea? I say, like, okay, perfect. I'm going to charge you $3.99 for you to see me drinking the cup of tea. It's an example. And it works like that, and I get paid by that.
Really?
Yeah. It's like for subscribers, she's out there drinking coffee, and then somebody says, could you drink tea instead? Sure. It's pay-per-view.
Gosh, I'm
glad. It's people that like to see me eating.
Well, I'm glad I'm not doing it on this program.
Well, I'm having coffee here for free.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. So I could open up an OnlyFans platform after going through all the rigmarole. And then I could ask people to pay me not to take off my clothes.
Exactly. In fact, you can visit OnlyFans.com/VidaDigital.
Excuse me. Yes. Yes. I think we found a winner here. Have you ever done anything like this? Because, I mean, you're very much into social media. I mean, we went to an event last night for Wingo. They had an event at the Sofitel in Casco, and we went to an event there. I went and sat outside. Yasmin knows everybody. They'll come up and sign and hug and kiss. And so you sort of got established in that world of publicity and, I guess, influence social media. Mm-hmm. Have you thought of doing anything like this?
No, because I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, I see.
No.
You sort of say, you know, I will get Jerry not to use the microphone for 10 minutes if you pay me $50. Damn.
I believe we have a phone call from Alessio in Panama.
No, it's interesting because, I mean, for me, it's a completely different world.
Yeah, you know, I want to say something and making sure, like, it's very clear. OnlyFans is not a platform for adult content.
No, okay.
Like, used for that exclusively. Mm-hmm. It's personal trainers.
Right.
It's chefs. Is a lot of artists there,
you know? And they can sell their art? Can they sell their art through the platform?
Please, of course. Okay. I mean, is everything, you're going to make money when you are comfortable with what you're doing. You're
right,
going
exactly.
to hit your numbers when you're happy and comfortable doing what you're doing. For example, I have two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I study a lot, so I want to validate that. And I also do content creation, and I'm the most happy girl ever. I'm in my happy girl era, you know?
That's
because
great.
I'm doing with what I feel comfortable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So everyone who wants to do something exclusively is fine because it's work involved.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to get paid for that. So you can be a personal trainer, you can be a chef, you can be an artist, you can be a singer, you can be a designer, and you can find amazing people in OnlyFans that is working there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so then, I mean, my listeners are going to be worried in a minute. So in theory, if this was on something like OnlyFans, the principle is that if somebody wanted me to play a piece of music, I could charge them $5.
Everything do you consider it necessary?
I'm starting off cheap here. I mean, but no, it's a very, very interesting, very, very interesting concept. I mean, have you, Alex? Are you on OnlyFans?
Yes, OnlyFans.com/VidaDigital.
Oh, okay. And how's it work for you?
Oh, I haven't put any content, and it's free.
People are paying you not to do that.
Exactly. No, I just opened it just to reserve the name, basically, so nobody opens something with the same name. But one thing I could do is offer, for example, courses on how to fix something or how to do something. Even though I could put it up on, say, YouTube, for example, I could put it on OnlyFans. And the great thing is that out of every dollar, they'll just take 30 cents instead of YouTube, where I would have to have it be viewed by a million people to maybe make a couple of $100 or something like that. So I think it's a great way for people who have something to say that people are willing to pay for it and put it up there so that people can have it. And it's a little bit simpler than other, for example, platforms like Patreon, where Patreon you can have certain tiers and you can have people automatically pay for every episode of content that you upload or whatever. I think that's more for NGOs and TV shows and movies, things that need like the patronage of a bunch of people to get together. But for something simple like, hey, I'll maybe cook something, and if people want to learn, they can pay me for it, then that's great.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick musical break. We're with Alex and Lucy, and we'll be back after this from Van Morrison.
Can't take it no more.
It doesn't have no meaning when you're out on the street. Everyone you see is just trying to compete, and you're just trying to act like a normal Joe. Yeah. Track some darkness, didn't you? Track some darkness, didn't you? Against the light within you. Against the light within you. Track some darkness, didn't you? Track some darkness, didn't you? Can't get back on the right track. Play with me.
Quite appropriate, really. Fame will eat the soul, is what that's called. Van Morrison here on The Breakfast Show, coming up for 14 minutes before the 9 o'clock. Our guest, we've got Dr. Computer with us over there, sitting quietly in the corner today. He hasn't got his dunce's hat on. He's all right.
No, I'm just following up on emails that came over, you know, during the night and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I have some of the customers that I deal with are in Europe, so 4 a.m. It's like morning. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you can carry on working, Alex.
Thank you.
Okay. It's 10 minutes, $10 a minute.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I think I could get in the swing of this one, you know, yes?
Yes.
And if I'm in the picture, then you should have to pay me, right?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. It's interesting because we were just talking while we were listening to Van Morrison there, but a couple of things of interest. And that is this release issue And as Lucy was saying, for instance, if Yasmin set up an account, she wanted to do a piece with me, she would have to have a release form from me. So is this something that you would download from the site, and then that would be signed by the person? Or is you know, do they supply you with the, if you have somebody's foot in your picture which shouldn't be there, which you said happened to you, and they had to have a release form, is there a form that you then download and you get them to sign?
Yeah,
how does it work?
Even if it's going to be the foot of the the photographer or your partner or the other content creator, needs to have a release form. Totally. They want to avoid any mysterious or darkness, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Only fans really want to avoid that. Yeah.
It seems a little bit extreme.
Yeah, but I like it because it's very secure. And I feel that I have order with that platform.
Right,
there's other
right.
platforms that are like completely weird. I just don't like it.
And while we were listening just then, one interesting book, people were saying, oh, yeah, I could have a go at that. Yasmin was asking, how do you get paid?
Yeah, you can get paid by Visa transfer, or you can get an e-wallet whenever you want, whatever you want. All the e-wallets work pretty good at OnlyFans. You can get a Visa transfer or the e-wallet, and you need to bring all the requirements to get paid. They are very strict with that, of course, because we are talking about money. Even if it's $1, it's money. So you need to choose one of the two payment methods, and then, you know, do all the process and the pictures. They ask you for a specific picture with a specific position that you need to have with your ID. Also, you need to bring some bank information and things like that. So, yeah, you can get paid also weekly. You can get paid also monthly. It depends in the order do you want to get your salary from a platform like OnlyFans.
Okay, very interesting. Alex, in this regard, I mean, have you tried many? Because how do you normally put your content out? Because you've got your Vida Digital. What is your platform?
I usually just upload stuff to YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, and from time to time even on Twitch.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't get paid for any of it.
X?
She calls from time to time, I tell her no. you mean the platform formerly known as Twitter, which is now X. Which is ironic because, I don't know, Elon Musk doesn't want to call his child by her new name, and why should we call his platform by its new name? I don't know.
Yeah, strange world we live in.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. I like to get back to the days of pen and paper, you see. But you see, it's all very confusing.
It's new, it's fine.
Nice little quill and parchment.
There we go, yeah. So, how are you going to develop from now on, Lucy, your platform? This is going well. Are you earning enough money to survive? Or?
I'm very happy with my income right now. I don't have like years. I feel pretty new in the platform, and every day I'm still learning things. And you know, I have my two works. And I'm putting all my heart in both of two. So in OnlyFans, I want to do more cosplay. And I want to be more in live transmission. I'm going definitely to hit that the year that is going to come. So I'm very happy with that. And if you don't put effort, you're not going to get paid. It is work. Because I repeat this. Because I have this question in my DM from a lot of girls, from a lot of guys, like how much I need to be, how many time I need to invest, and I'm like, you need to be working from AM to PM or more.
I was gonna say, how many hours do you put into this?
Okay, I even work on Sundays because Sundays are like my best days. From the midday to until the midnight, because I'm overworking it right now because I have a goal, you know. But if you don't want to be at midnight, you don't need to be at midnight.
It depends on
your organization and your bills and what you want. I know what I want, so you know I get like the organization and you know making sure what I want to do, and I need to be very strict with that because OnlyFans takes me the 20% off, you know?
20%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I need to make sure like what is like exactly I'm earning. If I'm charging $5, how much is going to take me OnlyFans? Well, the 20% off.
Okay.
So yeah.
I mean, some of the content is stuff that you take on your own, but sometimes you hire professional photographers, lighting, makeup, and so on, right?
Yeah. Well, When I started, I was doing everything with my iPhone.
Okay.
Then I realized, because, you know, I was like, okay, I'm just going to start, like, right here to see, like, how it's going to work for me. And I got too many subscribers, and I start to get, like, what I can, like, how I can manage this. All these people writing to me, so definitely I start to inform myself on YouTube and things like that because it happens too fast for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, to answer the question, I do like a super professional photo shoot and video, and I start to selling it like massively.
Mm-hmm.
And then I learn like how to be like exclusively for my tippers and, you know, the ones who are like really, really paying me, you know, and tipping me, they are going to be first, and then the other ones, but I'm always talking with everybody. I mean, I always have the iPad and two phones.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's part of the work, you know. You want to work, you want to stay healthy, you want to pay your bills, you need to work.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or like us, work and still not pay your bills. But no. I mean, it's good. I mean, I think it's something which is you know, you've developed well. You're doing it seriously, and you're splitting this time, of course, with your other work as well.
Yeah, I split it. I have the order, you know. I have like my own agenda. So if I have patients, I do it like in the morning,
right?
And then I start. I just get my lunch and I start in the OnlyFans.
Okay.
So I just organize, like, organizing is the key to success. Yeah.
There you are, Alex. Now you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
So, I mean, is it something you're likely to follow up on?
Follow up on the different ways that people are using these tools to have either a second income or, in some cases, a main income? Definitely. A lot of people come to me and ask me, hey, I saw this ad on Instagram that says I can make hundreds of dollars a day filling out forms for Google. And unfortunately, a lot of them, if not pretty much all of them, are just scams to get your information, get your money, get access to your accounts and things like that. So anything that helps people with what they call the orange economy, like the creator economy, where you can make things with your hands, with your mind, and so on, and live off of that, and not have to depend like on a local market, but you can just market yourself to the rest of the world. I think that's great. Be it teaching courses or teaching people how to cook or how to defend themselves or any other amount of subjects there are. And some people want to show off how nice looking they are, and that's fine by me.
Yes, I gave up that idea. Strangers.
I pretty much, you know, gave it up when when the doctor slapped my mother instead of me when I was born.
Yeah. How dare you bring this into the world?
Exactly.
Well, Alex and Lucy, look, thank you so much.
Thank you for this invitation.
Yeah, it's been very, very interesting. OnlyFans.
Yeah.
We'll put a bit of information on our website about that today as well. Alex, thank you very much for bringing in Lucy. And all being well, if you can make it, we'll see you next week.
Hopefully. By the way, I may go on the week of the 21st to Costa Rica and on the week of the 28th to Brazil, invited by Kaspersky and HP, respectively, to check out their new stuff. So I'll give you all the details from there as well.
Another vacation.
a work vacation.
Oh, okay. Take us up to the top of the news, to the top of the hour for the news. It's Roberta Fleck.
Strolling in the park, watching winter turn to spring. Walking in the dark, seeing lovers do their thing.
I promise, Roberta Flack and Feel Like Making Love. We're just coming up to the top of the hour. Remember joining us in the last hour of this morning's program. No end to the excitement. We've got Maria Lucia Aleman, the director of the MAC Museum, the Museum of Contemporary Art. So we look forward to that. That's coming up. But for right now, top of the hour, if you missed the news at 8, you can listen to it again now.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Absolutely. And if you're with us this morning, we know you've got plenty of things you can be doing with your time. And if you've been spending some with us, well, thank you very much. Time on the Breakfast Show is exactly 10 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. And it is, as always, it's the Breakfast Show.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
There we go. That is The Cure. Beautiful song from The Cure. It's just simply called Love Song. And talking about nice songs, let's say a quick good morning to Cedric. Cedric says, good morning. Jerry says, so for today, do you have Never Never or Goldfinger by Shirley Bassey? She does still have an amazing, powerful, powerful voice. Lady from Tiger Bay, Dame Shirley Bassey.
I'd like to run away from you, but if you never found me, I would die. I'd like to break the chains you put around me, but I know I never will. You stay away and all I do is wonder why the hell I wait for you. But when did common sense prevail for lovers when we know it never will? Impossible to live with you, but I know I can never live without you. For whatever you do, never, never, never want to be in love with anyone. Never treat me like you should, so what's the good of loving as I do? Although you always laugh at love, nothing else would be good enough for you. Impossible to live with you, but I know I can never live without you. So whatever you do, I never, never, never want to be in love with anyone but you. You make me laugh, you make me cry, you make me live, you make me die for you. You make me sing, you make me smile, you make me glad. You make me mad for you. I love you, hate you, love you, hate you. But I want you till the world stops turning. For whatever you do, I never, never, never want to be in love with anyone.
Iconic, Shirley Bassey and Never Never Never. That's going for Cedric this morning. Nice choice. 19 minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock, still to come this morning. We're going to have our guest joining us a little bit later on, Maria Lucia Aleman, the director of the Mac Museum. The Mac Museum, of course, is the Museum of Contemporary Art. We lost another good one yesterday. Big thanks to Paul. He sent me this morning. I had heard about it yesterday, but he dropped me a little note from the BBC. Robbie Robertson, guitarist and songwriter for the Canadian-American group The Band. He's died at the age of 80, but not a bad age. A statement from his manager said that he died on Wednesday, surrounded by his family. And it was quite a long illness he'd been suffering from. The band were an influential act in the late 1960s and also the subjects of the last was the 1978 Martin Scorsese film about their farewell concert. Robertson wrote some of their best known songs, including The Weight and The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. Born Jamie Royal Robertson in Toronto in 1943, he left home to pursue a career in music at the age of 16. As well as their own music, the band were known for a spell touring as Bob Dylan's backing band before the success of their 1968 debut album, which was Music from Big Pink. And along with that, they released a string of acclaimed albums after during the 1970s. After playing their last show as a full band in 1976 and reunited without Robertson, though, for a further number of tours and studio releases throughout the 80s and the 90s. So there we go. Very, very sad. Robbie Robertson passed away. Was that not a bad age? Age of 80.
Put the load right on me.
Two tracks from the band The Wait, of course, the first one, and They Drove Old Dixie Down. And two pieces of music written there by Robbie Robertson, who sadly passed away. Did I say good old age, though, really? 80? Mind you, saying that, that doesn't mean I'd have too long to go, really. So, no, he should have lived a lot longer. good morning. I got my guest with me here this morning on the programme. Maria Lucia Aleman from the... I even have to write my name down, don't worry about it. From the Museum of Contemporary Art, the Mac Museum. It's lovely to have you in the studio. I didn't realise that it's your first time here in the studio, because I know we've chatted before.
Yes, I'm very, very excited. And it is a magical place. I had you at the museum a couple of weeks ago.
That's right.
Now I'm in your world.
That's
and
it.
I love being here. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, good. Good. Here we've got everything. We've got coffee, we've got rum, we've got tea, we can even make everything. We can even cook your breakfast. You want to cook breakfast? Yes. No, she doesn't.
And a nice view to the bay.
Yeah, we do have a nice view, don't we? Yeah, it's lovely. I've lived here in this building 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah, originally renting an apartment on the 7th floor, and then my wife Christina and I, we we purchased this one, and it's just a lovely place to be. It's just really nice, relaxing. Anyway, how's it doing over at the Mac? Because last time we met, I came over to do a recording, which went very well, except you had a very, very noisy exhibition. Is it still going?
Yes, it is.
It is still going. Okay. How's your hearing? Tell us about that one.
Yeah, well, it's the biggest exhibition we have at the museum right now because it's occupying most of the first floor and the entire second floor. Mm-hmm. But it's a very important exhibition, Jerry.
It was good. It was very, very good.
It's 18 videos.
Mm-hmm.
This duo that's been working together, Donna Cullen, she's a biologist from Michigan, and Jonathan Harker, but they've lived here for many, many years in Panama, and they started working together in 2006. Since then, they've produced these 18 videos that we're showing for the very first time all together.
Yeah. Because I think I mentioned to you, I saw a couple of them that I really enjoyed. It was at the Bio Museum.
Oh, yeah.
And they put on there, and they were explaining at the time how they made it. I think one of them has got mangoes running down a roof. And you see it, and it's this continual piece, which I find it stunning. I mean, it's something you could be mesmerized with, isn't it? And they were showing just how the complexity of how just making this relatively, which was this was simple thing, the complexity of it and making it flow, it's brilliant. And I'm so glad to see that there as well.
Yeah, we had a conversation about their process, and it's very interesting because they work mostly with found objects, and they do not use their voice, but they have incredible sound effects on their videos. Maybe that's why you perceived it as noisy.
Don't get me wrong, the exhibition was great, but because of what we were trying to do, it was just sort of a little bit overpowering on our, and it was to the point where you couldn't get the software to.
Yeah, I know.
The exhibition itself, and I liked the other one you had, which was on the floor when you came in on the left-hand side.
Yes.
That was intriguing.
Yes, that's Minia Viaviani. She's an artist from Guadeloupe in the Caribbean, and she's working for many years before on healing, the properties of self-care, medicinal plants. So she did an installation. Sculptures from wood taken from the Bayano River because she didn't want to cut any trees. And it's very different, but what they all have in common is there are three artists that are very well known internationally for their different works, and they're showing now in Panama in this magnitude for the first time. So we're very proud to be hosting them and to be showing their work and sharing it with the public, because all of them have very important messages for society and for different communities.
And just as we were sort of about to come in there, you mentioned also something about museums need to play an important part right now in the way that things are going. I mean, we need something to cling on to, don't we?
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of radical thought of polarization in the world, and I think museums are safe places where all these different points of view can converge in a very respectful way. And visitors have this opportunity of seeing the world through the eyes of artists that have a lot of sensibility, and connect in ways that are appealing to them. It could be intellectually, it could be from the well-being point of view, from your feelings, from your own past experience. So I think that as a society, we really have to value museums and all try to contribute in different ways. It could be word of mouth, it could be making donations, it could be participating in activities, but I think that maybe the role of museums are stronger than ever in this sense of citizenship and creating community, and we're very proud to be aiming our programs in that direction and creating as much as we can inclusion and safe discussions and sharing points of view and ways of living and being in the world, in order to make, in our case, Panama a more tolerant and empathic society where citizens have this opportunity of reflecting upon what's going on in the country.
Sure. No, absolutely more. Not just in the country.
in the world.
You know, you mentioned safe spaces. I mean, that's it. My audience are probably sick to death of me mentioning it, but one of the things which has become a very big issue now is mental health.
Yes.
And if you want to find somewhere to perhaps just go and relax and enjoy something which somebody else has created, that we can still create beautiful things. We don't always, you know, we don't have to create havoc and wars and nasty things. We can create good things. And where better to go than to a museum, or go to a different type of museum and go somewhere to reflect on how things used to be. And I was saying yesterday, I found a photograph. There's a photograph, I hadn't seen it before. And if you want to see just how inconsequential we are, there's a picture, and it's just like a beam of light, the picture's like, and there's a little blue dot in this huge picture, which is us. Mm. And we're just so insignificant, it's unbelievable. So, we need museums, we need to get away from the daily hassle. I mean, say, you know, we play some good things. I said, here's an antidepressant because we've just listened to the news, you know.
Well, I read something about some countries prescribing going to museums and being more outdoors and in nature in regards to mental health and well-being. So, yes, definitely. And museums not only have what they're exhibiting, they also have a very rich public program.
Absolutely.
So, in that sense, also, we're always trying to fine-tune and listen to what families want,
right,
what other artists want, what professionals want, and what tourists want, what people that are not sure if they want to go to museums would like.
Mm-hmm.
And we construct or weave our activities according to that. And we try to offer...
Say, how do you decide what the next program is going to be? Because I know we're coming up for a new program, I think, was it next month?
Yes.
So, you know, yes, what are the things? And I guess you'd have like a checklist that they have to meet. How does that work?
There's a lot of more science to art than what you might think.
As long as this doesn't include algebra, I'm all right.
Yeah, we actually, it's kind of like a matrix.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to think of what do we offer each one of these different audiences that we have identified.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have to cross-check that not only with learning, but with having fun, with well-being for each of those audiences. So
right.
When you put that together, let's say for a family, so how do we have within an exhibition cycle, one activity is for families to share, but one activity is where children can learn, and another one where perhaps they can have more fun. Not necessarily there are the same activities. And we do that for five or six different audiences.
Right.
So it's a very complex process. What we try to do is we do focus groups as much as we can and ask directly. And what we're noticing is that the majority of the public wants, like, very, it's kind of scared of going to museums, especially contemporary art museums. So we're trying to think a lot about, like, initiation workshops.
Right.
For example, last week we had a intro to botanical drawings, and it was packed.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah,
yes.
really, yeah.
But then we cannot focus only on those, because what about people that already know how to draw and want a bigger challenge or work with an artist?
Sure.
So on this specific cycle, what we've been doing is doing a lot of things regarding environment.
Right,
because
right,
some of the videos, as you know, talk about environmental awareness.
That's right.
We're also doing a lot of things with well-being and care, because Minia Biabiani touches this in her exhibition. So we have some workshops on that. But then on the next cycle, which begins on the 28th of September, it's about max 60 plus 1 years.
Oh, okay, yes.
So we're very excited. And what we're thinking of is doing more general art courses and conversations, like, you know, what is a palette, a color palette? Introduction to pastel drawings, and we're trying to get in contact with many artists because we're going to have like 100 or more artworks from the collection.
Oh, excellent.
So
wonderful.
We're going to focus more on that, creating awareness on what is art in a very basic way, and also offer some more challenging and intellectually challenging also activities for professionals and people that already know a lot about art history.
Right. No, absolutely. That's true. I mean, I've got where my other one gone? Oh, it's up there. See that painting there?
Yes.
And the one behind the parrot there, which is one of our listeners drew that one. they're autistic, aren't they? The kids are autistic. Now, that would be a nice little exhibition, because I noticed that lovely room you had upstairs, the little one, where you had the small exhibition on.
Yes.
To get some artistic works, autistic works, you have autistic works in there, because I think these are sort of, I mean, I love that one. And they even got my grey hair on the one that they do. Because that's so nice. And it also gives them sort of the encouragement as well. So there's something perhaps put on the checklist.
Yes. We have a program now that's starting with Pascual.
Mm-hmm.
And it's with some kids that are doing an art contest, and mm-hmm. we're going to show the results as well. So, yeah, there's so many necessities.
And you also showed me when we were there the last time, you have the room for the kids to do art.
Yes. The museum has a lot of spaces, actually. Mm-hmm. Maybe not everybody goes to all of them, but we have a Duran Coffee Store, a coffee shop.
That's right. That's nice. What we need now is a bar.
Yeah. And then you can grab something to eat.
No, I saw that. I think that's a lovely idea. Yeah. I like that.
Mm. And then we have a small museum shop where you can get books, specialized art books, or also some prints done in the museum, sometimes some T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a great library, 2,000 publications, over 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
You can scan them with the QR code, and you can just sit there for many hours and relax and immerse yourself in art.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then behind the scenes, maybe, is like an art studio workshop where we do most of the artist courses and professionalization for them. And then we have a kids workshop, which is the one that you saw.
Yeah, I thought that was lovely. Yeah,
that's great. And that one has a very important role to play, because we work around with 3,000 kids from very vulnerable communities in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very important program for us, because we do believe that through art we can contribute to creating more learning opportunities for children, maybe in non-traditional ways, but that are important as well, and that really spark their critical thinking skills, which are very important for any kid to, you know, flourish.
And tell me, one an important issue, how do you finance yourselves?
Because you've got
so many things going on now. Like you said, you know, you've got the library, you've got the teaching, you've got the kids, you've got we're running two or three exhibitions at the same time. So, you know, and of course you've got the upkeep of a very nice building.
Yes. Yes. The Ancon Lodge Masonic Temple. There was an interesting article this week about the Masonic's history in Panama.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And we discovered that it was called the Ancon Lodge, the one we're at right now.
Yeah, and so, that's right. And guess which lodge I belong to? Ancon Lodge.
Really?
Yeah, still going.
Oh, wow.
So when you get the hell out of there, can we have our building back?
Well, maybe that's coming up as well. But yeah, going back to the financing, it's very hard.
Yeah.
It's a private nonprofit.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. So.
Yeah. And there's not like an endowment backing it up like many other museums in the world. So we have to be very creative. One of the most important things is our annual gala and annual auction.
Oh, yes, that's right.
The auction's coming up in November, so if anybody needs to get something, please wait until November. And those are very important, and they contribute maybe like a fourth of our annual income. And then we have a very special corporate program where we have benefactors and patrons that, as companies, support us. And then we have to come up with other individual ways of having people that are very interested in art, making annual contributions depending on their interests. Then we have the museum shop. We have our workshops. We have to fundraise for every exhibition as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, what we do is that, you know, if exhibitions touch certain points, we look for companies that are very interested in those topics and we knock on their doors. So it's like a very tailored, personalized process. But when you have more than 10 exhibitions a year, you can imagine the work behind that.
Yeah. So fundraising. But you've got staff as well.
Yes.
Or do you have many volunteer staff? Or
We do have throughout the year. We're trying to consolidate with local universities programs that allow us to have one student for a couple of months.
Okay.
Because the turnaround sometimes gets hard when we're very few in the museum trying to get a lot of things done. And when you have volunteers that are rotating too frequently, just to prepare them for their role of volunteering takes time too, which is what precisely we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that happens a lot in nonprofits.
So, perhaps there's something I could do when I finish radio. I could come there and hang around and show people around. And anyway, look, we're going to take a quick piece of music. When we come back, we're going to talk about what you're coming up, got coming up, okay? And what better than this one?
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no one home but you. You're all that's left me too. And when my love for life is running dry, you come and pour yourself on me. If a man could be two places at one time, I'd be with you tomorrow and today, beside you all the way. If the world should stop with all things spinning slowly down to die, I'd spend the end with you. And when the world was through, then one by one the stars would all go out. Then you and I would see.
There we go. Yes, that was Bread. And the song, of course, is If a Painter Paints a Thousand Words. You just got a nice message.
Yes, I did.
You did.
From a friend called Pita.
Yeah, and it's not even your birthday. no, you see, I mean, because we were talking, you were asking me, while we were listening to Bread, was, about our listenership. And by far, the people listen to our Panamanians, without a doubt, which is great for me because this was supposed to be for Panama. It's not for anybody in particular. It's just a radio show in English. And then we have the be able to talk to the likes of you, which is Maria Lucia Aleman, the director of the Mac Museum, the Museum of Contemporary Art. What have you got coming up?
Well, we have a very busy month because on the 10th of September, our exhibition cycle ends.
Okay.
So we're going to close the museum for a couple of weeks. And right before that, we have many activities coming up. We have, for example, tomorrow we are opening up La Bóveda, which is the space that you mentioned upstairs.
Yes.
A new exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 10 young students that were the very first time were in contact with printmaking.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And they worked with Funda Morgan on human rights. So they had a lot of workshops on human rights, a lot of workshops and artistic practices, and then this great exhibition comes together where they can express how they feel about this. So that's inaugurating tomorrow.
Okay.
And then we're going to have on the 19th of September, of August, a workshop for experimentation with fabrics.
Yes. Okay.
So that's going to be fun. And then the Saturday after that, the 26th, we're going to do something also with corporal consciousness, like body consciousness. So it's going to be more like a movement workshop.
Okay.
And in between that, we have Festival Visible, which is a festival for the LGBT community. It focused on showing some video pieces.
Right.
So a lot of things going on. And the last Sunday of every month, we have a great day for families.
Oh,
because
lovely.
What we do is that we open up a space and we set up like three tables with guided activity. So you can just drop in and get in contact with your artistic self and at your own pace. It's not like a class that starts or ends. You, just have, you have all the materials and the instructions in the table.
Oh, wonderful.
And you just go there and take your time and do this great activity. So we do it every Sunday, last Sunday of the month. And that's pretty much like the last activities that we have for the rest of this cycle.
Okay, but it's still a lot. Like I said, you know, you do put a lot, it's a lot of organization.
Yeah.
You must be worn out.
I think everybody that works in cultural institutions are worn out. But we do this with so much passion because we believe, in our case, that art is such a great way to make Panama a better and a more equitable place. So we always try to open up as much dialogue and spaces for all the different people and conversations that we need to have. We also have our information of our exhibitions in English and Spanish. We have a great tool that people love. It's called Art Detective.
Oh, okay.
And it's in the reception desk, and you just ask for it, and you can... We thought this was for kids.
Okay, this is how many pieces of art you can steal without being noticed? Or
no, you actually have to go scavenger hunting.
Okay.
But we thought, like, let's do this for kids. But turns out a lot of adults love it and do it. So you just ask for it at the reception, and it's like a little booklet, and it's very fun, so that you can do it anytime. There's no specific date to do it. We only closed on Mondays.
Right.
And we open the rest of the week from 10 to 5. Thursdays, we usually have some activities, so we close at 8. And the entrance is by donation. Whatever you can donate and contribute, of course, helps for the sustainability of the museum.
Absolutely. And because hopefully you're making a little bit of money on your coffee shop as well, which helps.
Yes. Well, what the deal we did with them, they're very generously offered to set up all the machinery and they equip it and everything. So they give us like a percentage of the proceeds of the sales.
Excellent. Oh, good. There they are. So go and have a cup of coffee and a cake and a bun.
And you can just sit. We have free Wi-Fi. You can just sit and
work
from the museum. How fun is that?
Yeah, how cool. No, that you know, it's funny how things have changed because, you know, I used to go to Boston quite a lot. And I used to travel around to all the coffee shops and the different places to see it. And I found that my, you know, after a couple of years, everywhere I went, I was connected to Wi-Fi automatically as I walked around, which is nice because it's cheap.
Yeah.
So, that's wonderful. Oh, well, look, it's lovely to have you with us. And because I said, I didn't realize it was your first time because we've spoken. Because when COVID was on, we had a chat as well. And, you know, last time, what happened last time was we were trying to, I've told you, we were trying to record, but the background was a little bit too much. But we're going to do that again. So when your new exhibition opens up, I can come over and we can do a little walk around and talk about it like we did last time. Yeah.
We'll have a great inauguration day on the 28th of September, which is a Thursday, and it's open up for the public. So if you're listening and you would like to come to the exhibition, more than welcome.
Absolutely. So there we go. Maria Lucia, thank you very much for being with us this morning. And I've got about a minute or so to go before we wind up. So I just want to remind you, tomorrow is the last day for our giveaway, which is kindly because of Paul and Maria Dixon over there in South London in the UK. When they came over earlier in the year, they bought us all these goodies commemorating the... this was the coronation of King Charles III. And we put them all into little bags. See, we've got them there. There's a commemorative bag you can take to the supermarket and really upset people because, oh, look, King Charles III. How do you get that? inside, you'll find a mug, commemoration mug. Inside the mug, there is a fridge magnet and also a key ring. And there's also a bookmark. And tomorrow is our last one, our Friday one. They've gone, so it didn't take long to get rid of them this week. And on Friday, the winner tomorrow, we're going to do this in the second hour of tomorrow's program. So that's between 8 and 9 o'clock. And that winner will receive, we're going to arrange to give you your bag of goodies. And we're going to do that at Pedro Mandinga in Vera, Argentina. What we'll do is we'll set up a date for you and you can join us. And we can have a drink and a few snacks. And that got rid of the minute. So that's tomorrow. So from me, Jerry D, it's time for me to say goodbye and think about going off and doing something else for the rest of the day. Got some people actually coming to work in the apartment, I think. So a big thanks once again to Maria Lucia Aleman from the Mac Museum. Also to Dr. Computer and Lucy, who was with us this morning. We'll have some info and pictures on our website today. And also to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, who is up there in Estados Unidos looking after Mum and Dad, which is always very nice. And she'll be back with us tomorrow with our freaky fun facts for Friday. So a big thanks to her, and a big thanks to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, does all my bookings. Well, basically, she works. I don't. I just play music and chat to people. Trust me, it doesn't feel like work. So, big thanks to Yasmin. My co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. Big thanks to him. He gets all of our background information for us. The boys and girls, a group of Grada, keep us up and running, turn us on, and in a couple of seconds will be turning us off. Big thanks to them. And especially to Isaac, and I hope you're well over your little illness. So thanks to those. And also to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors. Thank you so much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Same time tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, please do it carefully. What do I say? Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right? So for me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.